In 1954, the French had left Vietnam for good, leaving the United States to pick up the pieces against the communist Viet Minh, later to be known as the Viet Cong. The Suez Canal crisis of 1956 was prompted by a British and French invasion of modern Egypt. But President Eisenhower forced his NATO allies to offer Egypt a ceasefire anyway. Great Britain and France had officially been demoted to the minor leagues for good. In segment 28C, The Iron Curtain Descends, the spread of world communism is revisited, this time from a Western perspective. The USSR felt the need to create a Eastern European client network for two reasons: protection from Western invasions and a springboard for exporting communism. The Western allies, on the other hand, were much fairer in their treatment of Japan and Germany. West Germany was controlled by the US, Britain, and France, and enjoyed a much quicker recovery than did communist East Germany. Japan was ruled by the proconsular figure General Douglas MacArthur, and also benefited from moderate peace terms. Yet the rise of Red China provoked a great deal of fear in America, and a conservative backlash against the Truman administration brought to power another American general, Dwight David Eisenhower.